are here at the 2019 Celero FinTech Conference in this beautiful place called Montreal. It is a little rainy outside today, but this town is absolutely gorgeous. Lots of history here. And inside here, inside the hotel, we have a great conference going on as well. Talking FinTech. Oh my gosh, it's FinTech-O-Rama here. And in the studio lounge, we have Mr. Samir Kundu from NewGen Software Technologies. Samir, how are you?
I'm good. Montreal is treating me well.
Yes, it's a beautiful place for sure, for sure. Hey, we want to talk about CUP. C-U-P, the acronym, and it's called Configurable Unified Platform for Credit Union. So give us a quick overview on CUP. What's it all about?
That's the most interesting thing that we have come up with very recently. And this is about a platform for the credit unions, which are like something new coming up, which makes change management so much more easier in the long term. So we call it, to make it more simple and make it more attractive to be known, is CUP, a CUP, which is a common thing in today's life and any daily life.
Right.
So what we're talking of is a configurable, unified platform. Configurable meaning handling all kinds of change management that can be done in a future-ready kind of a situation. Mm-hmm. Unified means we all know that credit unions have different kind of solutions. They have actually solutions for every need that they have, but the solutions don't speak to each other. So the unified comes from there. When these solutions start speaking to each other, then that's so much more so-called digital transformation, that is the in thing today, can happen on its own. So we have a platform at the end which unifies all those solutions in a configurable way. So that's all about configurable unified platform.
Gotcha.
So what NewGen does is basically provides a platform which unifies all kinds of solutions like loan origination, commercial lending, retail lending, small business lending, online account opening, customer service management, customer communication management, all these in the same platform, and that is configurable. So besides the change management, configurable also means that there are no code-based changes that is required when you do changes.
Right.
It's just drag and drop or drop down menus doing that. So that's all about configuration unified platform that we want to bring into the credit union.
So why did you create this? Is it because of all of these solutions out there now to make it easier for credit unions to, like you say, plug and play?
Yes.
Because there's so many choices out there right now. I would think it would be a challenge for anybody to keep up with it.
So before getting into the credit union market, NewGen actually did a lot of survey talking to several credit unions as to what is their biggest pain area in terms of their going in the digital transformation area. And we found out that, like I said, they have all the solutions. They have a separate solution for account opening, they have a separate solution for loan, separate for small business, separate for commercial, and they don't talk to each other. So we thought that this could be a great kind of a pitch to them, which our solution and approach allows us. And that's what we've been doing across the globe as well, that we provide the platform and unify their solutions and then make it a configurable one. So that's the way we thought that this could be a very simple way to explain that a very complex question often asked by credit unions of how do I do my digital transformation?
Right.
So we say that this could be a very simple way to begin your digital transformation by unifying your solutions on a platform which is configurable.
Gotcha.
So if you begin there, then there is a lot more to do, and that's where you start off. So that's an answer to their very basic question that where do I start my digital transformation?
Yeah, I would think that would be just such a huge headache. It's like, oh gosh, we have this great solution over here, we have another great solution over here, but they're not talking to each other.
Absolutely.
And so, but now you guys have this thing where they all talk to each other, it's a seamless integration, all that type of stuff.
So that's what our survey told us, that you know, people are fed up of having all kinds of solutions without talking to each other. There's duplication of work going on in several places.
Yeah.
To avoid all that and to have everything on a code, same code base, is so much more efficiently controlled. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. we're getting a good traction on this pitch. And we have a session today in the afternoon as well.
Oh, great.
Talking
okay.
in great detail about that.
I would
that.
Think so. I would think you would yeah. get lots of interest
yeah.
for
yeah.
sure.
For sure.
So the benefits here, making the processes, operations much more seamless, much easier for staff, yeah. all that type of stuff, right?
Yeah.
Other benefits?
A big benefit is when you're talking of a platform with all kinds of solution, look and feel, the way it works, similar, it's the training part of an employee. So a person trained on an online account opening solution can very easily shift to a loan origination mm-hmm. solution because it's the domain understanding if they have,
yeah.
then the software looks pretty much similar in terms of its operation, in terms of its look and feel like. So it helps people, let's say from a retail lending going on to a commercial lending.
Mm-hmm.
The different part is that they understand a little bit more of commercial lending, but from a software technology point of view, the training part of it becomes very, very standardized.
Yeah.
So it saves a lot of effort for organizations to, you know, shift people from here to there depending
right.
on how the load gets transformed.
Mm-hmm.
Besides, of course, the simplicity and the UI and mm-hmm. the UX being pretty much on the same side of it. So you're not actually changing the whole softwares to retrain people that how mm-hmm. does this software work, mm-hmm. how does this software work. It's actually the platform which works very seamlessly across these solutions. And that's where the balance is built.
Is it the same looking interface for everything, I guess?
I'm trying to envision it. Yes, so that's an interesting thing. It could be a same looking interface if you want it. So
right.
again, when I say it's a configurable thing, when the same solution is bought in by two different credit unions, they can make it two different softwares altogether
mm-hmm.
by making the look and feel very, very differently, the branding guidelines very, very differently.
Mm-hmm.
So in the face of it, when two members come in to use in the front end, they will find them to be two different solutions, but actually it's the same solution. Similarly, within an organization, if they want to have a synchronization across the solution, they can have that. And if they feel that no, they want to make an online account opening with a different branding altogether and a lending with a different branding
mm-hmm.
altogether, they can do that as
okay.
well.
Okay.
But the usability, the people using that software
mm-hmm.
would probably be remaining the same because
okay.
their usability remains same, but the look and feel can be a little bit different. So that's how we configure the solution in a different way. And that brings value to the end member and differentiates between two credit unions mm-hmm. using the same solutions.
How long has this been out? How long has CUP been out?
So this solution in Canada has been out for now 2.5-3 years.
Okay.
We already have two of the credit unions as our clients here. And then we have been doing this across the globe for a very long time. So in the US, we've been there for the last 7 years.
Oh, okay. All right.
And we've been doing it on the credit union side in a big way. So if you talk of North American market, yes, we've been there for the last seven,
mm-hmm.
8 years now. But in the Canadian market, we have been there for 2.5-3
okay.
years.
To All right. with it. Yeah, I'd love to hear, like, get the credit union perspective to see, get their perspective to see how it works and how much easier
sure.
it is
sure.
for
I mean,
folks.
We would love to bring to that and that stage when credit unions themselves are speaking about
mm-hmm.
this whole thing, their experience
yeah.
about doing that. I'm sure it'll come up in the next
okay.
2 or 3 months.
Okay.
Going forward, that this is how it looks like. We already have certain two of them already, you know, getting into the implementation
mm-hmm.
stages. And then we'll move forward into that.
That'd be great.
Of
yeah.
course,
well,
Lero is our partner as well, so we talk about them at times to get help from their knowledge in the credit union
yeah.
side. So we kind of do it jointly
okay.
together.
Well, the invitation's there. If you ever want to bring on any of your credit union clients to talk about
wow,
their success story, that'd be awesome. To
Wonderful.
Have on. So
that,
good stuff.
For sure. Yeah.
What's the importance of this? Obviously, keeping up with the latest technology, and then obviously with all the other technology, all these fintechs popping up and everything, trying to keep up with them as well,
yes,
and to integrate them too, so to make it easier. So I'm thinking that's the importance for me. What's the importance
yes.
for you?
Yes, so two very important things here. One is that, you know, when we have this kind of softwares, they have to talk to many third-party softwares across the whole system. In a lending system, they have to talk to the core banking,
mm-hmm.
they have to talk to the insurance companies,
oh, yeah.
they have to talk to several other third-party companies. So one very important thing here is that we have exposed APIs from the technology side, which helps us to interface or integrate with many, many third-party solutions.
Beautiful.
And we have already done that with many of them,
mm-hmm.
but whatever comes up new, we are ready and able to integrate with most of them.
That's amazing.
So that's an important thing that works up in our area. So
mm-hmm.
we are not a solo kind of a software which
mm-hmm.
works within itself. it has to be a system where everybody is talking to each other, and that's what we bring in. One more very important thing that we do, that we have, you know, the whole solution or the product has modules in it, and each module is talking to each other. And any of these modules, for example, an ECM, we have a module in the ECM side as well. If the ECM is already existent with the credit union, they need not take that module in the whole solutioning from us. We can interface with their existing ECM. So that's the value we bring in. The solutions that can be reused, obviously we suggest that there's no need to buy that separately from us, but you can take that, whatever is available with you, and we can interface with them.
Sure.
So we have done interfaces with SharePoint, we have done interfaces with other third-party softwares which are already existing in, as an ECM for them, and then make the process flow on top of that to help them attain their solutions like loan originations or online account opening. And the platform actually goes to the extent that any credit union is like an enterprise in itself as well, which means that besides these loan originations and the account openings, which are their member-facing solutions, they also have, as any enterprise would, solutions for their back end, for example, an accounts payable process, for example, a contract origination process. So all those processes can also be configured on the same system. So which brings to say that it's not just the front-ending processes that allows you to use the platform, but also the back-ending processes or the back-end processing systems or the shared services kind of situations, where those solutions can also be configured on the same system, which kind of says that you have a platform which can be used in multiple ways within your system in a phased manner, of course.
Right.
You don't go the big bang approach one by one. So your ROI, therefore, as an investment to the whole platform comes up in 2, 3, 4 years of time. And the first solution itself gives you the ROI if you are configuring from that point of view. So that's how the usability of the platform comes in a big way in a long-term investment.
Oh, yeah.
And people can think that way. And that's what we are pitching in to the credit unions.
Very cool. Last question for you here, Samir. Goals here, because I'm thinking for a credit union, this really opens up the doors for them to pick and choose what software, what solutions they want to work with, because this really, your solution allows them to go, hey, we can use that because NewGen allows us, allows them to talk to each other. I think that would be a huge goal for credit unions, like, hey, this really opens up the doors for us, we can use anything.
Absolutely, and that's what we've been working on, meeting different kind of credit unions, whether they are small or big, and trying to tell them that this is an approach which, it's not about NewGen pitching that, it's the, even the analysts like Gartner's and the Forresters, they are also talking that the platform approach of solutioning is the way to go, so that you can handle the changes and you can handle the, you know, the whether the changes could be business-like or could be regulatory changes, which is bound to come. Now for then, you don't need to go back to the partners that you bought from. You can probably handle that all by yourselves. And that's the value that partners and the Foresters are talking to the end users or the clients of ours, that that is the way to go. And that is really giving us that option that, you know, this is the way for the credit unions, which has or is really competing with the larger banks or mid-sized banks today, to have that edge in terms of digital transformation and competing with these banks in any of the areas that they are doing today. And that's what our goal is, that to bring up the credit unions to a level from a technology point of view and the so-called tagline of digital transformation, that where to start from. So we always say, start here, start small, and then phase it out as you have the appetite to take it on.
Indeed, so certainly.
That's the goal.
And it sounds like you guys are well on your way there, if not you're already there, especially for credit unions. And this really would help them expedite their digital transformation process too.
Absolutely, so we expect that to happen in a short period of time. We're talking to many of them, and hopefully we'll be able to reach those targets of ours as well.
Indeed.
As far as the goals of credit unions are concerned, we are there to support them to reach their goals of digital transformation.
Indeed, very important today. All right, Samir, thank you so much for hanging
thank
out with
you
us for a
so
few minutes.
Much.
Appreciate
thank
it.
You. Take
that was a lot of fun.
Take care.
Good luck with you, and keep up the good work, all right?
Thank you.